The Makishi Public Market. People here call it Naha's Kitchen. The building itself is new. It was rebuilt in 2023, so what stands in front of you is clean and modern. But what happens inside has not changed at all. It began as a black market after the war. In the last chapter, I mentioned a shopping street rising out of burnt ground. This is the place where that lineage survives most strongly. It started as stalls. It became a market. The building has been replaced, and its role as the place where people gather has not moved an inch. 80 years of people gathering inside one building. Let me tell you what is in it. The ground floor is fresh food. Fishmongers, butchers, and stalls selling island vegetables. Look at the fish. I think you will be surprised. Blue, pink, yellow. Fish that look like they belong in an aquarium, sitting quite normally on the ice. The fish of Okinawan waters live in a different color world from the mainland. The meat is island pork. You may have heard the name AGU. For vegetables, there is goya, the bitter melon, of course. There is also loofah and mugwort, which are everyday ingredients here. And then there is the thing this market is famous for, the mokiage system. You buy your ingredients on the ground floor, carry them up to a restaurant on the first floor, and they cook them for you. Here is how it works. On the ground floor, tell the stall holder you want to take it upstairs and choose your ingredients. This is the moment to check the cooking fee, which is set per dish, then carry it up and tell the restaurant how you would like it done. A fish you chose yourself, turned into a meal in front of you. That is something you can only do in a market. Of course, you do not have to do any of this. Buying a freshly fried tempura or fish cake at a stall and eating it on the spot is plenty. Okinawan tempura is quite different from the mainland version. The batter is thick and already seasoned, so you eat it as it is. Now, two requests before you go in. First, photographs. The fresh food stalls and the people working. Always ask first. Almost everyone says yes, which is exactly why it matters to ask. Second, the aisles. They are narrow, and people are moving goods through them. Do not stand and block them. The same goes for taking photographs. And if someone offers you a taste, feel free to buy or not buy. There is no obligation either way. One note on timing. This neighborhood is busiest around the middle of the day, roughly 11 to 2. The restaurants upstairs fill up then as well. If you want a calmer visit, avoid the peak or aim for just after opening. Right, enjoy the market. Stop the audio here and pick it up again when you come back out.